Hey guys, my name is Emeka, and I am sorry for not posting a question and an answer last week. So I get this question a lot. Do I need a dramatic encounter from God to stop my addiction? And this is most likely from people that listen to a lot of testimonies from people. Or from other people that have stopped their addiction or have conquered their addiction, you get. So they ask this question from a very sincere point of view because they see a lot of people talking about their encounters, and most of the time, the people that come out are the people that have strange encounters with God, where maybe a man of God laid hands on them and immediately, I mean, I have reservations for that, but then a man of God laid hands on them and their addiction stopped forever. It's possible. Let me just state that it's possible. Or probably somebody had an encounter with God himself. Yeah. Like if you have listened to Joshua Kesena's testimony on YouTube or the podcast, you see Joshua Kesena's dramatic encounter with God that changed his life forever. And this is true for some people. But then it leaves those people that have not had these kind of encounters with God wondering whether they need the same encounter with God before they are free. Do you understand? But it is not the case. It is not the case. You see, the Holy Spirit nearly told me that, oh, I was going into this ministry and everything. I was very confused because I did not know first that I did not know how I got free. Like I did not like put it into a journal. I didn't journal anything. I didn't like say, oh, this is how I got free. These are the steps, seven mysteries to which you'll be free from your addiction. That did not happen to me. So when it happened, when the Holy Spirit told me, oh, you'll be going into this ministry, there's urgency and everything, there's work there. And I was asking the Holy Spirit, what am I going to teach? How am I going to tell these people what to do? I don't even know how I got free. And the Holy Spirit told me that you found value in what Christ has done. And he just flashed every testimony that I had listened to or every story everyone had told me about them breaking free from addiction. And the theme was consistent. Immediately, those people, the encounter made them, the dramatic encounter made them see value in what Christ has done for them. If you've listened to my story, I reiterate this every time. Finding value in what Christ had done for you is just as easy as reading scripture. Yeah? Just reading scripture. You can be reading your Bible and just say, oh my God, this is what Christ has done for me. And you're free. Somebody might be telling you, oh, this is what Christ has done for you. This is why you are free. This is why this happened. This is why this happened. But some people don't like, they want the dramatic encounter. Let me give you an example. So you see the life of Joseph. You see the life of Joseph. Joseph in the Bible in Genesis. When Joseph had to go to prison, from prison, he became a slave. Like everything dramatic happened to him for him to become king. But then his brothers, we are scared because of in Genesis chapter 50, I'm going to be reading from verse 19. It says, but Joseph replied, don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended harm for me, but God intended it all good, all for good. He says, he brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. He says, don't be afraid. I will continue to take care of you and your children. So he assured them by speaking kindly to them. You see, what the brothers of Joseph did not understand was Joseph was there because of them. So let me give an example. So let me just, this is the reason why I'm saying this. There are people that have strange encounters, not because you're meant to have same strange encounters, but they have such strange encounters because of you. It's like God has said so. Let me give an example for let me use Joshua Kesena for because probably you've met him. If you've met Joshua Kesena, if you know me, probably you know Joshua Kesena. Joshua Kesena story is a kind of story of predestination of God saying, oh, he's going to teach men, he's going to do this, he's going to bring out many, he's going to bring out many. But for those people that we are attached to his destiny, he actually needed to come out from his own struggles. Like, do you understand? For him to bring out people that were attached to his destiny, or people that were attached to him, that God has said, oh, you're going to bring out these people from their own struggles, he needs to come out. And for him to come out, God will go through to any length to make sure that he saves Joshua Kessena for people like you, me, and everyone to be saved. Do you understand? So the same God who will do dramatic signs and wonders so that the Israelites are preserved, so that if the Israelites are preserved, Jesus comes to the world through the Israelites to save you and me. Do you understand? Do you get what I am saying? Do you get what I'm saying? So you do not need a dramatic encounter. What you need is to see what Christ has done for you. Understand and be very convicted of what Christ has done for you. Who you are right now. You are righteous. You are saved. You are loved. You are a king. You are a queen. That is who you are. You need to find value in that. Bless.